This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Buffalo Bills, 6-10, third in the AFC East. After starting 2-7 last year, the Bills and quarterback Josh Allen finished 4-3 thanks to a stout defense that finished second in the league in yards allowed. The team drafted Houston's Ed Oliver and added free agent vets like Frank Gore, Cole Beasley, and Mitch Morse after GM Brandon Bean went on a tirade ripping the narrative that free agents don't want to play in Buffalo.
That pissed me off. If you live in Buffalo or you know anything about Buffalo, I mean, don't speak about Buffalo if you don't know what this city and what this fan base is like.
Can these new additions and a second year for Allen help the team take a big leap forward?
Here we are with the Buffalo Bills. Eric Wood, now the Bills radio analyst, former offensive lineman, retired a year ago. From a neck injury. We'll get to that in a little bit, especially because of some of the damage that comes from playing offensive line, as David has talked about. But Eric Wood joins us here. Eric, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey. Wood, always great having offensive linemen, the smartest ones in the game on here.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, just I'll actually start with your injury. You know, you had a spinal injury with your second and third disc, at least that's what I read, and you know, it was dangerously close to your spine. You know, how hard was it for you to make that decision to walk away from the game?
Well, the decision was made for me. I was informed that even with surgery, I would never be cleared by an NFL team again. So
Oh, wow.
The decision was made for me, and it was crazy. You know, we finally break the playoff drought after 17 years. You know, I love Sean McDermott. I love Brandon Bean up there. I signed a contract extension before the season, and I'm the only player on the team to play 100% of the snaps of the year. And then I go in for exit physicals. My wife was due with our son any minute. She was already down in Louisville, Kentucky. So I told him at my exit physical, I said, hey, just clear me for the Pro Bowl. I was an alternate. I said, I played every snap this year. Just let me go home. I'll catch you all in the spring. And they said, well, grab an MRI on your neck on the way out of town. You had some stingers and stuff. And I said, well, those are pretty common. And they're like, yeah, let's just get an MRI. And 3 days later, I was informed my career was over. And we sought other opinions. And ultimately, everybody came back with the same diagnosis. And actually seeing the MRI myself, you know, seeing disc and bone sitting into your spinal cord at a spot that would leave you as a paraplegic with a loss of respiratory function was pretty sobering after the season.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. The decision was made for you. But how did you handle that emotionally? I mean, you're young. You're still 9 years in. You've got probably 3 or 4 or 5 more years left.
Easily.
And it just, like that, it's over. How did you handle it emotionally?
Man, it was really tough. And you know, you try and internalize, you know, all the good things. Hey, you know, I got to play 9 years in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I got to play my whole career with the Buffalo Bills. You know, I did sign a contract extension before the year that, you know, I mean, it's a small consolation for your dreams getting ripped away from you, but financially it worked out pretty well when it couldn't if I had tried to test free agency for the first time in my career, which I had thought about doing. So there were some positives, but man, it was extremely tough. And, you know, and you move on, and then there's just little things that kind of hit you. You know, I remember seeing pictures on social media of them reporting back in the spring, and I had been a captain for, you guys know Rex Ryan doesn't do captains.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a captain before Rex got there and after Rex got there. So I'll say 5 years I was a captain.
Yeah.
Well, you know, those were my guys. And
yeah,
I see them working out in the spring and in the Bills gear in the facility, and I'm not there for the first time since I was drafted there in 09, and that was such a weird feeling for me. And, you know, now being back affiliated with the franchise in this radio role – and doing some certain things around the organization. It has been a lot of fun, and it's been fulfilling because last year, not doing a whole lot, doing a little bit of media work here and there, I needed a challenge back in my life, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you got the pipes to do what you're set up to do. Eric Wood, a former Bill, now Bills radio analyst, is joining us here on Tiki and Tierney.
So going along with that and going back to that year, you know, that was a big dramatic part of what happened to that Buffalo Bills offense in that mm-hmm. same year. Figure you with your neck, Richie Incognito's out, and you could see how much of an effect it had on the football team, especially running in between the tackles. We know that trust the process between Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. They've completely upgraded this offensive line. You know, Deion Dawkins has got to perform obviously better than he did mm-hmm. in 2018 and have a step-up year. You know, going out and getting Cody Ford. You hope Mitch Morse is healthy at the center position after missing games over the last two seasons. Just talk about building that offensive line around somebody with a strong arm like Josh Allen.
Yeah, I've had this conversation with Brandon Bean a number of times and what type of situation he was put in last year. You know, they trade Cordy Glenn to move up in the draft to go get Josh Allen. They trade him to the Bengals. And Cordy's a heck of a left tackle. And then Richie has his episodes and retires. Now he's back with the Raiders, but Richie moves on. And then my neck injury comes out of nowhere after they just extended me. And Bean, you know, we talked about it. He's like, I thought we had our O-line set up to draft our franchise quarterback, and then we draft our franchise quarterback, and we're essentially a year late protecting him. But I know they're excited about all the new guys they brought in, and you know, you mentioned Mitch Morse's injuries, and now he's out right now with his fourth documented concussion, which is, to me, is scary.
Yeah.
When I think about, you know, well, what happens when it's week four and it happens again, then
yeah.
what? How long is he out at that point when that's the highest paid center in the league and that's the guy you brought in to mentor and really firm up the protection right in front of Josh Allen's face? But, you know, I love a lot of what Josh Allen brings to the table. You mentioned his big, strong arm, but, you know, he's got innate leadership qualities that you look for in a quarterback. He can command a room. You know, he's hyper-competitive, works his tail off, and, you know, his accuracy issues have been well documented. Well, he started doing he got injured mid-year, comes back at the end of the year. In the intro, you mentioned the 4-3 finish of the year. Well, Josh was doing just little things from a decision-making standpoint that you could see progress. Pre-snap reads where the ball was coming out of his hands quicker, taking free access throws on the outside. And if he can just continue to build, I think they'll have something pretty special with him up in Buffalo.
Yeah, I think it's unfair to judge him based on last year's deal. David just told us there was nobody protecting him. I felt bad for the kid running for his life for a lot of these games, but it actually revealed how amazing of an athlete
he
is.
Oh, yeah,
right.
I didn't realize how good of an athlete that kid was. He was for almost 600, almost 700 yards last season and a couple touchdowns. When you look at Josh and his growth and maturation, it's obviously going to happen organically from having the experience, but what's the next step for him, especially with some of the pieces that are being trying to be added around him?
Yeah, you know, he's just got to get on the same page as his new receiving core. They had John Brown, and the reports out of Rochester where they're doing training camp have been extremely high on John Brown, who they brought in. Cole Beasley they bring in. They brought in Tyler Croft, the tight end, and he hurt his foot in the spring. He'll probably start the year on PUP, but they brought in some weapons. You know, you mentioned there wasn't a whole lot of people protecting Josh last year. He didn't have many places to go with the ball, and guys were making plays for him. And, you know, they reveal an undrafted free agent, Robert Foster, who was able to make some big plays for him. And Zay Jones, a former second-round pick from the Bills, kind of comes on late for the Bills. But then they add some pieces this year, and they add all that protection up front. And like you said, it'll happen as he just gets older and grows. But I know they're looking for Josh to take a step this year with all these added pieces.
Yeah, we're talking to Eric Wood, Bills radio analyst, former Bill himself, here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
I want to go to the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, the Buffalo Bills with the first overall selection, taking Ed Oliver. We know that he's maybe a little undersized. Well, they said the same thing about Aaron Donald, too.
Yes, right.
So I think he opposed that that whole speculation. But just talk about the defensive side of the ball. Jerry Hughes coming back. I know they're talking about Trent Murphy coming back healthy on how much he means to this defense. But I absolutely love Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker. This guy can fly, and he turned 20 during the OTAs.
Right.
So just talk about the upside of this defense and where they're directed.
Yeah, I absolutely love what they do on the defensive side of the ball, and I have since McDermott got there. They play extremely disciplined. They fly around to the football. They assembled a group of guys over there that are just tenacious, and everybody is all out at all times. And you know, you mentioned Ed Oliver first, and David, you know, sometimes the hardest dudes to block are the shorter, stronger dudes that are fast. You know, give me a big, lengthy, 335-pound D tackle.
You've got surface area to hit.
Yeah. You give, you know, Aaron Donald, you get a guy like Aaron Donald who can move so far laterally and go right through you. I mean, that's a nightmare. So hopefully, I mean, if Ed Oliver can, you know, draw any comparisons to him, that'll be a great pick at number nine for the Bills. But, you know, they return a lot of pieces on that side of the ball. I think they have an excellent secondary, and they have for a couple of years now. Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, who they brought in a couple of years ago, were steals in free agency. And, yeah, I can say this on here. I wouldn't say this over in Buffalo. Thank God they're not holding out right now for new contracts.
Yeah, they're underpaid. Yeah,
but, you know, they, Tre'Davious White, who they drafted a few years ago in the first round, is playing absolutely incredible. So that defensive side of the ball just needs to continue what they have been doing. Now you lose your leader in Kyle Williams, who retired after last season. Another short, undersized D tackle that was hard as heck to block. But if Ed Oliver can come in and pick up some of that production, I think they'll be great on that side of the ball.
And they're playing him at the three technique, right, Eric?
Yeah, they're going to play him at the three technique on normal down and distance. And then, from my understanding, they may move him around on third down and kind of do some of that Houston Texans cover everybody up at the line of scrimmage and probably find your weak link and put him over the top of them. I would imagine that's some of the stuff I've heard. But Sean McDermott, and this is football guys talking, he's more of a double A gap pressure.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Guys, so I think a lot of times he'll be lined up at the three technique, even on third down.
Yeah, the double A gap was the worst in the world to defend.
Pressure right at the lap of the quarterback.
It's like, are you guys squeezing? Yeah, I got to block this guy. I got to block this D in now, right? I got to block that guy,
yeah.
Right? Because you guys think
throw it.
Throw it. Get rid of it. Eric Wood here joining us. One more question before we let you go. We're getting a little late here on time. But what is the expectation internally with this team right now? Obviously, we know the struggles last season, but it feels like at this point there's always optimism. But is it real with the Buffalo Bills in 2019?
You know, I think it is. And, in you know, the year that we broke the playoff drought, I don't think we were as talented as this team. And you're in your third year under this staff, second year under Brian Daboll as offensive coordinator. I think they're looking to take the next step. I can tell you that Vegas has got them at 7 wins over under, and I would say the internal expectations within the organization as well as people around town up in Buffalo, you know, I think 7 would probably be a disappointing year for them. But, you know, I think a lot of it hinges on Josh Allen and what they can do on the offensive side of the ball this year, because at times last year they were terrible on offense. I think they were last in the league in passing.
Wow,
in a league that's set up now for the quarterbacks to shine. Now, Josh made some really nice play with his legs, so he kind of skewed some of the rushing numbers. But to be last in the league in passing, you're not going to win consistently in this league. So, you know, I definitely think that a lot of it will fall on Josh's shoulders.
Yeah, and that's what it's supposed to be for a quarterback you draft in the first round. Eric,
yep.
I hope to talk to you down the line. I mean, you're fantastic. You're set up well for your next career as the Bills radio analyst. Good luck to you, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate it,
congrats,
guys,
on a great career, and congratulations on your new job as well, E.
Oh, thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.